Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. This is the voice for radio wellness. Let's Talk About It, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, your local Imperial Valley Mexicali show about mental health, about how to cope with it, about where to seek help, and about what it means. We're joined weekly by local experts and sometimes by not-so-local experts, and we talk about various topics of certainly local interest, because, you know, something like depression, it's a local interest. You get some depressed people out there. And ultimately, I think our point with behavioral health is that if we can invite people in for treatment, if we can convince people that they don't have to suffer, they come in and can get the treatment, and it's careful, well-measured treatment, their lives can be appreciably better. And when their lives are better, our lives are better, everybody's lives are better. So there should be a really kind of everybody join in and sing song right now. Unfortunately, we didn't do that in pre-production, so we'll charge forward. We're joined today by Dr. Alam Ibrahim. He's a child psychiatrist, and we're talking about attention deficit disorder in youth populations, basically your teenage people. Welcome back, Doctor. Now, we've got the eyes and ears of the community. We've got the teachers, we've got the parents, the coaches, the pastor of the church. We've got, you know, we've got all these people keeping an eye on our kids, on our youth, on our teenagers. And when they see somebody suffer, when they see somebody struggle, when they see somebody have either behaviors or performance that just isn't going to go well, all of these people are now alert because they listen to the show every week. They're like, oh, maybe this is a mental health problem. And for attention deficit, particularly if it looks like poor impulse control or inability to focus or inability to concentrate or not getting stuff done or losing stuff that's important, you know, okay, get the picture. They have gotten these people up to your door. Now, how do you figure out that they have attention deficit? What kind of stuff do you go through? I mean, is it just like a blood test? Where do we go from there?
Oh, Scott, I wish if there was a scan or a blood test we could do just like diabetes and say, hey, boom, you have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Cut out all the middlemen, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be awesome. And that's kind of one of the biggest criticisms that we get because, you know, it's something that you talk to people and get that information to make that diagnosis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But here's what we do. We here at Behavioral Health, I mean, we do it in several steps. We have a clinician who meets with the family, meets with the parents, meets with the kids, and they do a very thorough assessment, more thorough than what I would
think. These are the licensed professionals,
exactly.
Right? Marriage and family therapists,
and,
social work
and
people.
They make the determination whether they suspect that there's something that needs further evaluation and assessment. So it's not like they come and, oh, you have this, and boom. They make the suspicion, and then, of course, they get seen by our nurse. Our nurse evaluates them. And then, you know, they come and see the doctor. So these are three people already who've been involved in making that determination, what's going on.
So slowly, okay. Slowly and carefully.
Yes. And the way we approach it is, oh, this is not ADHD. What's going on? He's not doing well in school. He's not behaving well in school. He's using drugs. Teenage pregnancy, got into trouble with the law. What's the reason this is happening? Okay. And sometimes you run into behavior problems, lack of structure, lack of family, poor family interactions, depression, anxiety, and sometimes you run into ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yes.
So that's kind of, you know, how we go about it. So we ask ourselves what's going on, and then we ask them. And we gradually narrow it. We do have some assessment tools, basic assessment tools that mm-hmm. we, of course, give out to the teachers. And that's our way of communicating with the teachers. And they're very good about filling out those forms. When I read those forms, I said, oh, gosh, I've been through such a long training. And I know what's here, but I still find it hard to fill it out. I wonder what's going on with the teachers. So it's a tedious thing that the teachers have to fill out.
But important feedback.
Very important.
I don't think really that, clear picture.
Yeah, I think that they're basically doing a great job, and it gives me.
I mean, you're describing this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't really pay attention to how I do on a day-to-day basis. I'm not sure how accurate of a reporter I'd be.
So,
I'm not keeping score, and I don't think, you know, parenthetically, I don't think most people do. I mean, yeah. They can give you kind of a general answer, but, you know, you say, well, like, what did you have for dinner the last five nights? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be stumped.
Yeah. So it's interesting to, you know, I mean, that's kind of one of our ways to assess these kids. I mean, they get preferred and we look at that. And then, you know, sometimes the psychiatrists meet with them. I meet with the clinicians or the nurse and we kind of brainstorm. And even then we don't have an answer with the parents. And of course we involve the parents. The parents are always there. The kid is always there. Teenagers are usually pretty good about telling you what's going on. So you kind of do talk to them. You do spend time with them. You understand what's going on with them. And how is it affecting them? How do they feel about what's affecting them? Do they really care? Because some people are in denial. They really don't know. Because they don't know, that's why they're in denial.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.